robots, space, and Mount Hood? It's kind of a curious combo, but it turns out Mount Hood's steep slopes and slippery gravel are a lot like terrain on the Moon and Mars, making this the perfect testing ground for a robot that could one day head into the final frontier. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
On rocky outcrops 6,000 feet up Mount Hood ski slopes, Spirit the robot takes one small step for robots, one giant leap for science.
It's literally a robotic dog for...
That's Fei-Fei Qian. She's a professor at the University of Southern California.
Good boy, robot!
She's leading this team of 20 scientists and engineers on the LASSEE project, which stands for Legged Autonomous Surface Science in Analog Environments.
Okay. Gotta go uphill.
They're trying to see just how well their collie-sized, four-legged robot can make it up the mountain's gravel and snow.
We had some early successes.
All right, Fei-Fei. That's great.
I'm so happy.
Environments.
We had a couple of spectacular falls that were really interesting. Don't flip over.
Ooh, okay, that is.
That's Diego Caporali. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Southern California. He's driving the robot across all sorts of terrain. First, Spirit gently taps the snow with its toe.
It's very softly trying to understand the amount of force it's applying. And then it'll kind of fall in.
Spirit steps could help tell scientists whether it's good to build a structure in a certain spot on the moon, or whether it'd be good to excavate.
When we walk, we can feel, oh, this is like sandy, oh, this is like clay, oh, this is snow, this is ice. We want the robot to do the same. Just by running around, it can help us scout and say, hey, there might be some water here that I just discovered.
With snow? In space? Caporali says snow can feel like all sorts of material. It'll help Spirit learn about walking on all sorts of surfaces.
Wet dirt, it keeps its shape, so when you put your leg into it, you're stuck. I mean, we just had somebody put their leg up to their knee and couldn't get out without digging themselves out, and so the robot will have to solve the same problem.
That's not a problem for robots in space with wheels, like the Mars rover. But then, it couldn't climb up ground that's not so flat or not so compact. Kenton Fisher is a flight systems engineer at NASA's Johnson Space Center. He says if scientists can get extra information from a robot just walking around, that's a bonus.
It's not an extra payload that takes up massive power and money on the mission.
On Mount Hood, Spirit the robot is still learning.
So currently the robot is a kindergarten kid, right? You need to say, hey, here's a rock that looks interesting, grab it and tell us what you see.
To triple check what Spirit finds, the team is simultaneously conducting more traditional forms of data collection, like rock composition sampling, LIDAR, and thermal imaging. After more and more training tests, Spirit will understand what the scientists are looking for. They hope the robot can become a part of the team, making decisions on its own. To help with that, Christina Wilson, a cognitive scientist at Oregon State University, is studying the scientists' decisions on Mount Hood. Her goal? To one day help the robot think like a scientist. Something like R2-D2 and Luke in Star Wars.
Even if Luke gives R2 a command, we often witness situations in which R2 finds a better way. It's an interesting model for how the robot and a human could interact.
She says people don't always make the best decisions, but robots could help. And Spirit could help astronauts answer fundamental questions about space and life as we know it.
You know, what makes these planets, right? Where do we come from? Are there more of us? Are there environments that might be suitable for us in the future?
They'll still need to understand how legged robots handle other challenges, like reduced gravity and the dark side of the moon. This is the second and last exploration of Mount Hood on the team's $3 million grant from NASA. Next, it'll roam White Sands National Park in New Mexico. I'm Courtney Flatt on Mount Hood.